The Gemara says that in those days people were afraid of zugais, pairs of things, as a result of shedim. But today we aren't afraid of this. So the Gemara asks, how were the Rabbanan, Masakin, Dalad, Kaisis? It's a sakana due to the fact that it's zugais, it's 2 times 2. So the Gemara answers, given that Pesach night is Leal Shimurim, and the Pasuk says Leal Shimurimu, so we're not afraid of anything on that night. And this is why we say a short version of Kriya Shema also. Taf Kuf Yud. Each of the 4 kaises are considered a separate mitzvah. So if you have only 2 kaises, you do get credit for 2 mitzvahs. Kol chad v'chad mitzvah be'apei nafshehu. This is why the Rif says we make a separate bracha of Bari Priya Gafen for each. And the Rush disagrees with this. However, in Shulchan Aruch Simin Tafayin Dalad, the Rama says that we do like the Rif, therefore we make a separate bracha for each of these. This is actually an unusual situation because usually the Rama Paskins like the Rush. The Gemara says that one should be careful not to drink in pairs, in zugais. And the Gemara proposes a tefillah to be said in case a person meets a woman sorcerer. And finally, the Gemara says zugais are only a problem on foods, not man-made objects, and only in one's house, not in shops. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. There are certain things if a person does, he is responsible for his own death. For example, passing between 2 palm trees. This is due to the chshash of shedim and evil spirits, and the Gemara continues to bring down other cases. And here the Gemara continues with advice about numerous subjects. We say there are 3 animals and types of things that a person should not go between, should not come between 2 men, and a man should not go between 2 of them. A kelev, a dekel, a chazir, and some say a nachash also. We say that a woman should not walk between 2 men, and vice versa. There are 3 things that can make a person blind. And the Gemara says that if you leave bread hanging in your house or crumbs on the floor, it can lead to poverty. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. If a person cuts his nails or takes a haircut, he should wash his hands, and this is brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. And we also say that food under a bed, brings evil spirits. This is also brought in Shulchan Aruch. We then say that if a person has 2 meals for Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Akiva, he should not take tzedakah for the 3rd meal, since we say aseh shavadcha choil, v'al tzedarech lebrius. It's good not to ask for tzedakah for that meal. Mashenkin alel Pesach, since dalad kaisis are pirsumei nisa. Even Rabbi Akiva holds a person should take from the tamchoi in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seima Aymer, havi oz kanemer. A person should be strong like a leopard to do mitzvahs. V'kal kanesher, light like an eagle. Rutz katzvi like a deer. The gibor ka'ari, strong like an ari, lasais utzayin avicha shabashamayim. A person should try very hard when it comes to mitzvahs, especially the gabi the Shabbos. One should try very hard to have special food to eat for the sudas. There were 7 things that Rabbi Akiva said to his son, including don't suddenly walk into your house or to a friend's house, be sure to wear shoes, eat breakfast early, and be a partner with lucky people. And we say here in the Gemara, it's also brought in Yeradea Simon Reish Membei Sif Tesvav, that we say that it's usher to call your father by his first name unless you include the word father with it. The Gemara says, Reitze mitzvah, the guf tahar, naise isha v'loi banim. A person should get married and have children. In other words, be mekayim the mitzvah of pirya v'rivya. Advice from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, al tavriach atzmocha min ameches, don't evade the tax collectors, since if they find you, they'll take away all of your money. The Gemara says, if a lion is charging at you, you should say the words zeh, Zeh. This is one of the many examples the Gemara brings of Seidus HaTaira. We say do not negotiate to buy something unless you have the money to buy it. And we say do not walk alone at night because we're afraid of Shadim. And finally the Gemara says a person should not have relations, the Arahaner, or on a bed where a cotton is sleeping. It's important to point out that Bizman HaZeh, the Keiches HaTahara, have overpowered the Keiches HaTuma. Therefore we don't have a Chshash of Shadim anymore. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. As we consider with the advice from the Amoraim, don't live in a city without horses and dogs that bark, because these are very good protection devices. We say that it's better to skin hides, in other words, to have a low job, and not to be able to take tzedakah. As we know, there were many tzaddikim who did jobs like they were blacksmiths, etc. The Gemara says, don't do things in public which are normally done in private. And we say that when your daughter gets older, you should marry her off. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shleisha Minuchale ha'olam haba. There are 3 people who are inheritors of olam haba. Hadar bi eretz Yisrael, hamegadil badav l'tamid Torah, v'hamavdil al hayayin b'matzoy Shabbos. Shad on this could also mean it's leaving over kiddush, wine from kiddush, in order to use for havdalah. V'yam Rabbi Yechanan, shleisha machriz aleihen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol yayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz aleihen for good every single day. What are the three things? What are the three types of people? Al Ravak, on a bachelor, Hadar Bikrach, V'ena Chayta. He lives in a city and he's not Chayta because there's many, many Taivis in a city when he lives alone. V'al Oni HaMachzir Aveda Lebala. V'al Oshir HaMaaser Peresav Bitsina. And finally, an Oshir who gives his Peres quietly, he gives a lot of tzedakah with no fanfare. Shlishta Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyhavan. There's three people that Kadosh Baruch Hu love. Misha Eina Kayas, a person who doesn't get angry. Misha Eina Mishtaker, he doesn't get drunk. Misha Eina Ma'amid Almidaisav, a person who doesn't hold a grudge. Shlisha Sainan, the three that he hates. Hamadaber Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. V'yedea Edus V'eina Med, a person who knows good Edus and he does not come forward with the Edus. V'haraya Davar Erva Bechavera, Umeid Bayechidi. He sees something bad with his friend and he comes and says Edus by himself. In other words, he's one person. We know you need two Edim. But yet he comes by himself and creates a bad reputation for that person. The Gemara says there are seven people who are banned from Shamayim, including people who purposely have no children, people who purposely do not participate in a Sudas Mitzvah. Taisu says this is referring to a Bris Mila, because we know that if you do participate in a Bris Mila, your Nitzal Midinim Shal Gehenim, so if you don't, it's a bad thing. This is probably where the minhag came from, not to actually invite people to a Bris, because we want to make sure they're not mevatel this type of a suda, which is such a chashav a suda. Also, we don't invite people because since Eliyahu is coming, if you invite them and they don't show up, it's as if they don't want to see Eliyahu Hanavi. And finally, we say you should not ask stargazers for their advice because of the pasuk of Tamim Tihya Im Hashem Elokecha. Daf Kuf Yudal. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mashmed Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Echol batzel v'shev batzel. Eat onions, in other words, eat cheaper vegetables. So you'll be able to live under your roof. In other words, you'll be able to pay off your mortgage because you're eating cheaper foods instead of fancier foods, which drain a lot of your money and leave no money left over to pay the mortgage. We then have a Mishnah. Mazguloi kais rishon. We pour for the balabayas the first kais of the dalad kaises. And we see from here, since it says mazguloi, that someone else should pour the wine for the balabayas. Beishamai says first you say birchas hayayim, then you say birchas hayayim. And Beis Hillel says, first you say Birchas Hayayin, then Birchas Hayayim. This is how we paskin. The Gemara says, according to Beis Shammai, first we say Birchas Hayayim, since it was the day that causes the wine to be brought. However, according to Beis Hillel, Yayin is first, since it's only because of the wine that we make Kiddush at all. Since if it wasn't for this, we'd be able to be Yaitza, Kiddush in Shemayin Esrei. Also, he says this because of Tadir B'Sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. And the halacha is Kedivri Beis Hillel. As we learned it always, the halachas always like Beis Hillel, as we learned in Erevin at Daf Yud Gimel, that there was a baskal that came out, Eluv Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, but yet the baskal said, we always paskin like Beis Hillel. We have another Mishnah that says, they bring a yerek for karpas, this is before the meal, so the kids will ask questions, and then he dips this karpas into the salt water. And later in the meal, they eat chazeres. What if a person doesn't have potato or parsley or one of the other types of things we use for karpas? Then we can use chazeres, the romaine lettuce, as this vegetable for karpas. The Gemara says we see from the Mishnah that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. And the Gemara says we need two dippings, maror and karpas, so that the kids will ask. Dilehevi bei hekera litinikas. The Gemara says if you eat maror from demai, in other words, the suffix, whether Trumas and Mises were taken of it because it belongs to an Am Aretz. You yaitza anyway, since it's mutter, demai is mutter la'aniyim, and any time any person can become an ani. According to the Rush, you do not need a kazayas for mar. The only reason we eat a kazayas today is since we make a bracha al achilas mar, we want to eat a kazayas. And finally, we say we take two tafshil of basar to be used at the Seder. Number one, roasted basar as a reminder of the Karban Pesach, and a roasted egg, zecher, the carbon chagiga. Daf kuf tesvav. According to some people, we need to be afraid of mitzvahs mevatlin zu es zu. If you eat a food which is a mitzvah deraisa, together with a food which is a mitzvah derabanan, in other words, a deraisa like matzahs, together with marar, which is midrabanan. The Gemara says the Tana Hillel used to wrap marar and matzah together, karech, like we see in Parshas Ba'aloscha, al matzahs umararim yochluhu. We eat these together with the Karban Pesach. And we say, mitzvahs ein mevatlin zu esu. The Rabbanan disagree and say you do not eat them together. And the halacha is, first we eat matzah alone with a bracha. Then we eat maror alone with a bracha. Then we eat them together without a bracha. In other words, we eat karech like we do today. Zecher lemigdash kehillel. We say that there's a machlekes if we dip karech in charaisis. According to the Mechaber, we say yes. According to the Ramah, we say no. Amar Rabbi Yishia, kol shetibulay b'mashke, any person who dips something into mashke, another one of the seven mashkeis, yad, shachat, dam, tzarech, netilas, yadayim. And Taisus brings from Rashi that we need to wash our hands, netilas yadayim, in this particular case, because stam yadayim shniyim. We learned this in the sugya of Rabbi Chanina Tkana Kaihanim here at the beginning of Masechta Psachim. And since all mashkeis become a rishon latuma, as we learned in one of the Yudches Dover, so we need netilas yadayim. So it is similar to a netilas yadayim by bread. Therefore, according to this pshat, you would need a bracha. But according to Taisus says, the reason we wash is so a person's guf should not become tameh. Therefore, you would not need a bracha. So bizman hazefer karpas, we wash without a bracha, and we eat pachas mikizayis, so no bracha achreina would be needed, as we see in Siman Tafayin Gimel Sif Vav. We say that we dip the chasa far into the charesis to remove poisonous worms. Today we dip part of it into the charesis, and we don't leave it in there for very long, so it does not dull the taste of the mar. The Gemara says that a person must wash hands again before the second tibul, it was before later on, because of Hesach Hadas. The Hesach Hadas includes the Haggadah and Halal. If one just swallows, in other words, one does not chew the matzah at all, but he simply swallows it, it is okay b'diavad, since the ikar chiyav of matzah, the ikar mitzvah, is in achila. But by mar, he is not yaitzeh if he does this, since he has to taste the bitterness, and you cannot taste it if he just swallows it. The Gemara says we move the Seder plate around, so the kids will ask the questions, will ask the manishtana. Amar Shmuel, lechem oini, the term at lechem oini, what is that referring to? That is equal to lechem sha'inin alav devarim, since we say a lot about this lechem. Dover acher, ma'ani shadarkei b'prusa, just like oni eats a piece, and he does not eat a full piece of bread, afkan b'prusa, poor, it's a poor man's bread, in other words. We hold like the Rush, that we have two whole matzahs on Pesach, for Lechem Mishnah, and a third one which is broken as a zecher for the Lechem Ayni. And we make a bracha on all three. According to the Rush, Hamaitzi is on the whole matzahs, and Achilas Matzah is on the broken matzah. But Taisvis holds, both brachas are made on the broken matzah. And the Tur in Siman Tafayin Hay says Hamaitzi is on the broken matzah, and Al-Achilas Matzah is on the whole matzah. La Halacha, as it's brought down in Siman Tafayin Hay, Sif Aleph, and the Mishnah Berurah there, they make the first bracha on all three matzahs. Then we let go of the bottom, the third matzah, and we make the second bracha, the mitzvah, matzah's mitzvah, al-achilas matzah, on the top two matzahs. Then we take a piece from both the shlema, which is on top, which serves for the lechem mishnah, and the prusa, which is in the middle, which serves for the mitzvah of matzah. Daf kuf tes zayin. We see from this gemara, from the words hu masik, that a person should be involved in baking the matzahs. The gemara says the charesis is a mitzvah according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, but according to everyone else, it is not a mitzvah. Therefore, we do not make a bracha on it. And the purpose of the charesis is zecher l'tapuach, as a remembrance for the tapuach, for the apple trees, or zecher l'tit, as a zecher to the cement. So it needs a sharp taste and a thick texture. And also, we need to put spices in it, which is zecher l'tevin, to the straw. And this is generally used as cinnamon. And the reason this is true is because tevin is equal to tavlin. Tevin, straw, is equal to tavlin, which is spices. We have another Mishnah. Mazgula kais sheni. The kan habein shayel aviv. He asks his father the manishtana. Vim eina das leben. If the son does not know how to ask, aviv melamde. The father teaches him how to do that. And the nusach of the manishtana includes four parts. Chametz umatzah, v'halayla hazeh matzah. Sh'ar yirakas, v'halayla hazeh morer. Third, halayla hazeh kulait sli. And finally, the fact that matbilin halayla hazeh shtei pa'amim. Today that we don't have sli, so we have a different, one of the manishtanas is regarding reclining, misubin. The Rasha says that there's no questions about the dalad kaisis, because we haven't seen them yet at this point in the Seder. And we begin the Seder with maschil biginus, with our bad history, in other words, arami, evit avi, etc. Umisayim bishvach, we end with good things. If there isn't someone to ask the manishtana, then a person is supposed to ask it to himself. Then we have another Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel haya aimer, kol shaloy aimer, in other words, someone who didn't say, who didn't explain, shleisha devaram elu b'pesach, lo yatsa yidei chavasei, v'eluhein, pesach, matzah, umar. And what we're trying to explain here, what we have to say, is why exactly do we eat these three things? We have to say, the Pesach we eat since HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our homes. Matzah we eat since we were redeemed. And Marah we eat because of Vayemaru es Chayayim ba'avoida kasha. And the Mishnah continues, B'chol dar v'dar chayim odam liray sats atzmai ki'ilu hu yatzav Mitzrayim. A person in every generation has to feel, he has to believe in himself that as if he himself went out of Mitzrayim. And we say, L'fika chanachno chayavim l'haydeis u'lahalal etc. v'nemar l'fanav haleluka. Ad heichan, where exactly until in the halal do we say, as is part of Magid? Beishamai says, ad ein eim habanim smecha. Ubeis Hillel says, until the end of the second paragraph, ad chalomish l'maynoi mayim. V'chaysim, and you end Magid, b'ge'ula. Ubarach ata Hashem, go'al Yisrael. And the Gemara says, when we say matzah zu, we point, and marar zeh, we actually lift them up. And when we say Pesach zeh, we don't lift it up, since it's not actually the Karban Pesach here, it's just a symbol to the Karban Pesach. Also, if we did actually pick it up, it would look like we would be Eichel Kachim Bachutz. Rabbi Achar bar Yaakov says that a Summa, a blind person, is putter from saying the Haggadah, but others, including Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshes, say maybe they are Mechuyev. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. In Tehillim, there are 10 Ma'amoros Shel Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Haleluka is the greatest of all of them, because it includes both the Shem Hashem and praise to Hashem in one word. The Gemara asks, who said Hallel first? And we answer, the Nevi'im amongst Klal Yisrael said that we should say it by any Geula from a Tzara. And there's a Machlekes Rishayim, you could only say Hallel on a Tzara, which happened to all of Klal Yisrael. This is the Shita of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Tam. And the Meiri says that we say Hallel even for a Yachid who was saved. However, a Yachid who was saved in that situation says it without a bracha. Rashi here says, Kegain Chanukah. This is a raya that he holds. We only say it for a nest that happened to all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says all tefillas of Tehillim were said by David, but the Hallel part of Tehillim was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu by Kriyas Yamsuf. Others say David also composed it. And it's interesting to note that some Rishonim count Hallel as a mitzvah d'araisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Shiras v'Shishpachay Sha'amar David b'Sefer Tehillim, Rabbi Elazar Aymer Keneged Atzman Amar, Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Keneged Tzibur Amar. The Gemara says, Ein hashira shaira leimitaych atzlus, laziness, veleimitaych atzvus, schaik, kalus reish, dvarim betalim. But where is the shechina shuruya? Where does it exist? It exists, mitaych dover simcha shal mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein l'dvar halacha. The same thing applies by halacha, that when you learn taira, the shechina is only shaira b'makam shiyesh simcha. And the Gemara brings down that Rabbah used to begin his shir with a little bit of a joke. Then he began to speak in awe as he began the words of Torah. The Gemara asks, Hallel zeh, mi amaran, who is the one who actually said it? Not who composed it, but who said it. And there's a number of different pshatim. Some pshatim say, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua v'Yisrael, Dvaira u'Barak, Chizkiyahu and his group, Hanana Mishael v'Azariah, Mordechai v'Esther. And the Chachamim said that it should be said by Tzaras, Zechel Tzaras, and Geulas, and by special occasions like Anyantif. We then say that a person must mention the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos by Kiddush. Since by Mitzrayim it says, Laman Tiskar Asyayim Tzescha Mi Mitzrayim, and by Kiddush it says, Zachar Asyayim HaShabbos Lakacha. We have two times Lashon Zachira. Therefore it equates the two, and therefore you need Zechel Tzias Mitzrayim within Kiddush. Also, Tosfos says we link Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kiddush because Yetzias Mitzrayim, the word perach, and if you take the word perach in at bash, in other words, the tav is equal to an aleph, the shin is equal to a bays, we get 39, which is symbolizing the 39 melachos. We then say that on Shabbos, by Kiddush and Tefillah, we say the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and that's because it was set by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all generations. Mashenkin Anyantav, we say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. It's not Hashem who is Mekadesh the Shabbos, but rather it's Yisrael who is Mekadesh the Yantav and the Zmanim. Why is that true? Since Klal Yisrael sets the months via Kiddush HaChaydash and Rosh Chaydash, and actually sets the years through deciding a leap year. So it's actually Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, who sets it, and not Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Yisrael for the ability to be able to set the Zmanim. We then have a Mishnah that says Mazgul HaKayish Shlishi for Birchas HaMazon and a fourth Kais for Gemiras HaHalel. And we say one should not drink between the third and fourth kais. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya shmamina birchas amazon to una kais. The Gemara answers, no. We have the dalet kaisis, tiknu dalet kaisis, zecher lecheris. Taf kuf yud ches. By the fourth kais we say birchas hashir, yehalelucha and nishmas, as well as halal hagadol, which is kila elam chazdai, from tehillim kuf lamed vav. And it's called halal hagadol, since Hashem gives food to everyone. And the 26 words hodu is for the 26 generations before Matan Torah. The Gemara says, Kushin mizaynesiv shal adam kiflayim kiyaleida. Making a living in a parnasa is twice as hard as childbirth. The Kushin mizaynesiv yoser mehagu ula. Because as we learn, bezeasa pecha teichal lechem. The Kushin, and we say it's also a Kushin, kikriyas yamsuf. The Gemara says, Kolam esaper loshen hara. They call him a kabel lashon hara about a person. They call him meid edu sheker bechavera roy lashlichay leklavim. We then say that we say our halal on Rosh Chodesh because of five inyane geula: yitzias Mitzrayim, kriyas yamsuf, matan Torah, tchias amesim, and chevle mashiach. By kriyas yamsuf, many in Klal Yisrael lacked in amuna and therefore rebelled. The Gemara says the people of Mitzrayim will send a gift to the Melech Hamashiach. And he will accept it because we were achsanim, we were guests there in Mitzrayim. And finally we say, we ask, who caused Klal Yisrael that they should be dispersed amongst all nations of the world? So we answer, because in the wars, Jews always tried to get close to the goyim, therefore Hashem spread us all over the world. Daf kuf yutes. All of the gold and the silver of the world Yosef collected and brought to Mitzrayim, and the Jews took it with them when they left, and eventually it ended up in Rome. Yosef hid three treasures in Mitzrayim, and they were, number one, revealed to Korach, which is what caused his downfall, number two, revealed to Antigonus, and number three, saved for Tzadikim in the future. We then say that their different psukim of Tehillim were said by different people. Some were said by David, some were said by Yishai, some were said by David's brothers, etc. Ayin b'marsha for a very nice pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara then says, in a place where it's a minig to repeat the psukim of Halal, we should do it. And everyone should make a bracha before Halal, because we say mitzvahs mevarech alehen oiver las yasam. And we could ask an interesting question here. Why does the Gemara use the term oiver las yasam? You know, sort of as you're doing it. Why doesn't the Gemara just say kaidem las yasam before you do the mitzvah? So we answer that oiver means oiver, but not oiver lo oiver. In other words, you're supposed to take, for example, a lulav and esrog in your hand, and just as you're about to do the mitzvah and shake it, then you make the bracha. Not that you keep it down on the table and you make the bracha kaidim before you do the maisa and then before you do the mitzvah. But rather you sort of take it in your hand and just as you're about to do the mitzvah, that's when you make the bracha. That's why I use the term of oiver las yasin instead of kaidim las yasin. Rabbi Lazar ben Parta, kafal me'aitcha lemata. He used to double the words, me'aitcha kiani sani vatilu lishu, etc. And a number of psukim. After that, that's what we do today. The Aser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will make a big su'uda, and David will lead the mizumin. Because we say, Kais Yeshua's Esa. We have another Mishnah. Ein maftir nachar ha-pesach afi kaimen. One cannot switch places in the middle of eating the Karban Pesach. In other words, we don't take leave of the su'uda by saying the words, afiku, take out, man, the kalim. In other words, taking out the vessels and eating somewhere else. Even a little part of it, you're not allowed to do that with. In fact, you're not allowed to eat anything else, for example, even a dessert, after you eat the Afikoman and after the Karban Pesach. What about if you eat something like a dessert in the same place? In other words, you don't take the Karban Pesach somewhere else, but you eat a dessert in the same place. Rav says that's okay. Shmuel says that it is not okay. Gzeira, so that he will not eat the Pesach in a different place. Also, Pshat, we want to make sure that we keep the taste of the matzah in a person's mouth, and if he eats something like ice cream or a dessert after the Karban Pesach, then he won't be able to have the taste of the Karban Pesach in his mouth. Today we say, Ein maftir and achar ha-matzah afikaymen. In other words, you shouldn't eat anything after we eat the matzah, the afikaymen, which symbolizes the Karban Pesach. Daf kufchaf. Amar Rava, matzah bizman hazeh daraisa umarar mirabanan. Why is marar mirabanan? Mishum matzus umararim yochlu. You need to eat the Karban Pesach together with marar. And since we don't have the Karban Pesach today, so marar isn't midaraisa either. Aye, what about matzahs? Matzahs are in the same pasuk. So we answer, we have an additional special pasuk by matzahs, the Erev Teichlu Matzahs, to tell you that it's midaraisa by itself, even today. But Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, Echad zev yechad zeh midarabanan. We paskin like Rav. The Gemara says, an Orel does not eat a Karban Pesach, but he does eat matzah umar. And finally we say, after the first night of Pesach, there was no special chiyuv to eat, to bedafke eat matzah. In other words, it's a reshus. As long as you're mekayim the mitzvah on the first night of Pesach, you do not have to eat matzah anymore on Pesach. Of course, you're not allowed to eat chametz for the rest of Pesach. We then have a Mishnah that says if part of a chabura fell asleep, later on, when they awake, everyone is allowed to eat the afikayim, and some of the people remained awake. We then say that after chatzais, you're not allowed to eat the korban Pesach. In fact, it is metame the adayim, since it's considered nicer. The Gemara says today, we say that if one person alone falls into a deep sleep in the middle of the afikayman, he's not allowed to finish the afikayman. However, if other people at the meal did not fall asleep, he then can eat it together with them. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can only eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzais. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, it does not become nicer until morning, therefore you could eat all the way until morning. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learns this from Laila and Laila, just by Bamakas Becheris. Laila was referring to Chatzais, the same thing is referring to that here. Today, too, we try to eat the afikayman before Chatzais. Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. We have a Mishnah. This Mishnah is referring to the special Karban Chagigas Arba Asar. The purpose of it so that after you eat this Karban, the Pesach would be Nechal B'Saiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, the Bracha on the Pesach can pater the Bracha on the Chagiga, but not vice versa. Rabbi Akiva says, neither can pater the other. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the reason he holds what he does is because he holds Zrika Bichlal Shvicha. Those Karbanas that need Zrika, sprinkling, you can be Yaitza with just pouring, but not vice versa. And according to Rabbi Akiva, neither of the switches would be good. Finally, we bring down the story of Reb Simloi, who is by a Pidyon HaBen. And we pass in there, the father makes the bracha, Asher Kedishan HaBitzvay Sivitzivanu, Al Pidyon HaBen. But the father also makes the Shehechianu also. And we do not say that the Kayan makes the Shehechianu. The question is, why do we make a Shehechianu by a Pidyon HaBen, but we do not make a Shehechianu by a Bris Mila? And we have a number of terutzim. Number one, the teretz of the Prima Gadam in Ois Chaf Beis, B'Shem de Lavush, he says that a Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah mugbelis. It is limited only to a Bechar. That's why you do make a Pidyon HaBen. Mashen ki Mila is a davar Shchiach, therefore you do not make a Shehechianu. And second of all, the teretz of the Meiri from the Sechta Shabbos, that we do not make a Shehechianu by Bris, because we say Tzara de Yenuka, it's painful for the child. Therefore we do not make Shehechianu in a situation where it's painful for a person. Hadron Allah, Masechta Pesachim. We have learned in Masechta Erevin and Daf Nun Dalet that Ein HaTorah Niknas Ela B'Simanim. Therefore, for those interested in memorizing the locations of some of the key sugyas here in the Masechta Pesachim, I will very quickly review them in the remaining few minutes of this tape, starting with the first parrot. Daf Gimel. L'Oilam Yisaper Adam Eloshin Nekia. Daf Dalet. Zrizin Makdimin Lemitzvus. Daf Hei. The Isser Bal Yirah Bal Yematze. Daf Vav. Habaydik Tzarech Sheyevatel. Daf Ches. Shliach Mitzvah Einan Yizokin. Daf Tes. Kol the Parish Meruba Parish and the Halachas of Suffolk. Daf Yud Aleph, Zman Sreifus Chometz B'Erev Pesach, and Daf Yud Aleph, the Sugya of Rabbi Hanina Skan HaKayanim. Perek Beis, Kol Shah. Daf Chof Aleph, Zman Achilas Chometz B'Erev Pesach, the Machloikis im Ein B'Er Chometz Ala Sreifa, and Isra Anas Chometz B'Pesach, the Machloikis Chizki over Rabbi Vo. Daf Chof He, Dine Yaharag V'Yal Yavar. Daf Chof Tes, Bitol Min B'Mine V'She'ena Mine, and Chometz She'over Alav HaPesach. Daf Lamed. The Halachas of Kashering of Kalim. Daf Lamed Hey, regarding matzah, rak dvar mahabayim li dechibutz yoytzi dechavasim bepesach, and halachas of matzah ashira. Daf Lamed Tes, hilchas mara, and daf mem, the inyan of shmura matzah. Perak Gimel, elu ivrim, daf mem beis. Taruvas chametz in chametz nuksha, daf mem gimel. Women have a chiyav in not eating chametz, as well as eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, kol sheyeshnai, etc. Daf mem Tes, who to marry the dinei av amaretz in invi hagefen be invi hagefen davinam miskabel. Perak Dalad, makum shenagu, daf nun gimel. Why we use a ner for Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalad, what was created on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas, Perakeh, Tamid Nishchat, Daf Samach Aleph, the Chiyav Karban Pesach, Rakla Eichlev Ulaminuyev, Daf Samach Dalad, the process of how the Karban Pesach was shechted in the Beis HaMikdash, Perak Vav, Elu Dvarim, Daf Samaches, Yontav Kula Lechem, Ochatzi Lechem, Perak Zayin, Ketzat Tzoylan, Daf Ayin Dalad, Chiyav Tzli B'Karban Pesach, Daf Ayin Vav, Tatar Gavar and Recha Milsa, Daf Pei Vav, Kol Mashayam Lechaval Abayas Aseh, Perak Ches, Ha'isha, Daf Peches, Golos Babylon Yemei Mashiach, Daf Tzadik, Tumas Zav Vizava, Perak Tes, Misha Haya, Daf Tzadik Beis, Hilcha, Halachas of the Pesach Sheni. And finally, Perak Yud, the final Perak, Arve Psachim. Daf Tzadik Tes, Mitzvahs Dalad Kaisis Vahaseba, Daf Kuf, Hilchas Kiddush Belel Shabbos, Daf Kuf Beis, Hilchas Abdullah, the Kiddush Amatsoi Shabbos Achal, Belel Yontif, the Halachas of Yak Nahaz, Daf Kuf Vav, Kiddush Hayom, Kiddusha Rabba, and if a person forgot Abdullah and Matsoi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin, Chamer Medina Legavi Abdullah, the Kiddush, Daf Kuf Ches, by the Seder, Halachas of Heseba, and the Chi of Nashim B'dalat Kaisis, Afhein Hayaba Yisya'anes, Daf Kuf Tes, keeping the kids curious so they'll stay up, and the mitzvahs of Isamachta B'chagecha, Daf Kuf Yedalf, Inyane Zugim B'shedim, Daf Kuf Yedalat and on, the order of the Seder, Karpas Magid, etc., Daf Kuf Tes Vav, Lechem Oini, Umatza, Mitzvahs matzah v'karech, daf kuf tazayin nusach hamanishtana, daf kuf yitzayin nyonei halel, daf kuf yitayis ein raftir nachar pesach hafikayman, and finally daf kuf hafalaf, the bracha of pidyon haben.